Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On, and it is another beautiful day, and we are just so excited to be here with each and every one of you. My name is Pastor Kevin Radlin, and I just enjoy talking about crazy topics in the Bible, and we've got another good one for you today. I've got my special guest, Martita. She seems to bring the doozies, but we're going to talk a little bit about dreams today, yes. Martita. So say hello to everybody.
Hi, obviously, everybody. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, dreams are huge. They're all through the Bible. There's so much that the Bible has to say about them and, you know, different ones coming true. And, you know, I believe God communicates with us.
Definitely.
Through our dreams. You know, we actually believe in dreams so much that we've actually got a Hearing God Through Your Dreams class for the ladies in our ladies' Bible study that's going on right now. I believe it just kicked off, but it's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. You can actually come by, all ladies only, sorry guys, but you can come in and they've got a book and a curriculum. It's by Mark Verkler and it's called Hearing God Through Your Dreams. It's really going to be a powerful time to learn how to hear that.
Oh, I encourage it highly. Yeah. I've taken dreams classes, and every time I go, I learn something new, and
sure.
It's really helped me, especially because I'm a dreamer. I get a lot of dreams every night.
Yeah, I've done dream interpretation as a pastor. I've had people come and bring dreams to me and go, what does this mean? I've had to pray and ask the Lord to give me the interpretations of the dreams, and I've done that. So that is a valid thing. I think God is speaking to people through their dreams. And me personally, I'm not a dreamer at all. I think I do dream, but I don't ever remember them. I've tried to journal. I have had some actually more recently. I've seen it beginning to increase, but I can remember just periods of my life where I didn't remember having any dreams at all. I just go to bed and I wake up, you know. But I know I'm dreaming probably, but I just wouldn't remember them. So, but those, I know people that are like vivid dreamers. You know, my wife Lisa has tons of spiritual dreams, and my son Justin is a vivid dreamer as well. Different kids and stuff. How about you, Martita? Where are you at in the whole dream scope?
Oh my gosh, I have dreams every night.
Every night.
Every night I have dreams.
Do you do a dream journal?
For some of them, yes, because I have the experience that I go, oh, that was just a dream.
Right.
And I have the ones that I'm like, okay, the Lord, you were speaking to me.
Gotcha. So you can tell.
Yes, I can tell the difference.
You've got a place in your spiritual maturity where you can discern that was the Lord's dream and that was a just dream.
Yes. Like,
that was dinner last night, shouldn't have ate the dessert.
Or watching a movie and then, you know.
Don't watch that before bed, you're going to dream some crazy stuff.
Or yes.
Things like that. Okay, well, I mean, your mind is such an amazing thing that God has created in our brains and its ability. I mean, I don't know that we've even truly tapped into power of the brain.
And it's so exciting because I'm telling you, there's some dreams that as I'm dreaming, I'm talking to the Lord. I'm going, okay, Lord, I know you're talking to me through this dream, but you know I'm sleeping. Like he doesn't know I'm sleeping.
Right,
but,
right.
But I'm asleep. So this is my spirit talking.
Your spirit doesn't sleep.
Yeah. And my spirit is saying, Lord, you know I'm sleeping. So if you really want me to remember this, you're going to have to remind me in the morning about this dream.
Right.
And I'll have full conversations in the dream with him. And then in the morning, sometimes I wake up and instantly I remember. And then sometimes I don't remember. And during the day, all of a sudden the Lord will, something happens and the Lord clicks it in. I'm like, oh, the dream. And then I'll sit down and I'll write the whole dream out.
That's so cool. So I guess the real question is this, Martita, our dreams for today.
Well, let me answer that with this. Joel 2:28. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. All men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And then you go to Acts in the New Testament. That was the Old Testament.
Sure.
So we go to the Acts 2:17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And I'm saying this because a lot of times we think, oh, that was the Old Testament. That's not for the New Testament. I hear a lot of people, that doesn't happen today. But I want to tell you, it is real. It's for today. The Lord speaks, and He does so much good, because when we do it, He's speaking to us. He's preparing us.
Yeah, right. So here's another question then. I'm going to be the question guy today.
Go for it.
But do dreams carry meanings? I think people that are listening out there are like, do my dreams really matter? Is there something that I can get from my dreams? Can I learn to listen to the voice of the Lord through them? What kind of meanings can dreams carry? I know that not every dream is meaningful. Some of them can be frivolous, but if we can really truly learn to tap into the presence of God in our lives through our dreams and begin to see that, what do you think there's meaning?
Well, I'm going to run through some of them real quick, and then I'm going to give you some examples because I'm a dreamer.
Okay.
So some will teach you, some will guide you, some will be just fellowship, some will be warnings. Let me give an example. Years ago, and this is my dad, he had a dream that he was going to get in a car accident with a family in it. That was in the night. And he woke up and he said to my mom, we're not going out today. I had this dream. It was so real. I don't want to go out. Well, around 3 o'clock that afternoon, he forgot all about the dream. They went out and they had a horrendous crash. Mm. We should have all been dead.
Right.
But the Lord protected us. The car actually flipped forward 6 times and it was completely flat. That was before seatbelts and car seats. So my mom, I was just a baby. She was holding me. We were thrown out. She broke every rib. She was covered in glass. So was I. My brother was only 2 years old and he fell on the floor where your feet goes and the seat on the back folded over him. So he rolled inside. That protected him. And my dad was thrown out of the car. Everybody said that they thought we were dead, but that was a warning dream.
Wow.
Okay. And it happened the next day.
Yeah.
So that could happen. A dream I had that it was amazing. It was, I had Jesus sitting on a chair and I will sit on the floor and my head was on his lap and he would just pet my head and we weren't talking, but I felt the presence of the Lord, the love of the Lord.
The love of God, yeah.
And I...
So it's like a fellowship dream.
Yes. And it happened over and over again. And I said, Lord, is this real? This is before I understood more about dreams. And I said, Lord, is this real? Or I want this so bad that I keep dreaming the same dream.
Wow.
I went to church and Andrew Womack was visiting and speaking and I didn't know who he was at the time.
Sure.
And I went forward for prayer and he put his hand on my shoulder and he stopped and he said, you have a question for the Lord. And I had not spoken to anybody about it. And he said, yes, it is true. It is real. He's just showing you his love. And I knew
that it was that
dream. It was that dream that I had asked. My husband looked and he goes, what is he talking about? Because I had never shared that dream with anybody.
With anyone, yeah.
Because I was afraid to do so.
Sure.
But it was just fellowship. And then years later, when we were working at the university teaching and I had to write curriculum, the Lord would download the curriculum while I was sleeping. And in the morning, I will get up and start typing. And it was just what he wanted. And then I will look at all the verses. And I will get downloads. It was all in my dreams.
Wow.
So dreams can be amazing.
So they do carry meaning.
Yes.
So for sure. And, you know, I think there's a discernment that we have to kind of grow in to operate at the level that you do, okay?
I
think there are people out there that are just, they've been having all these dreams and they're like, I don't know how to process those. You know, so I guess the next question would really be, can you trust your dreams? I don't know that you can trust every dream, but you have to begin to trust the Lord to show you about your dreams, because I've heard of people having some really demonic dreams.
Which
really
I've had.
Crazy,
yes.
You know, evil, just murderous, just horrible dreams as well. And they've fought nightmares, and I've prayed with people, and we've broken things off of them where doors have been opened into their dream lives through, you know, just the occult, horror movies, different things like that. You know, what you
definitely
will influence your dreams.
Yes, you will,
with what you put before your eye gate and your ear gate.
What you think, what you're putting in, definitely. And even when you're a believer, and you will get attacked because the evil one wants to frighten you.
Yeah.
And I've been there. I've been there to the point when we got married, I was only 20 years old, and I will have awful nightmares. And one night my husband said, let's go to sleep. And I said, no way. I can't handle this nightmares anymore. And we had to pray about it. And so I started praying and saying, okay, Lord, what's going on? And then I had to learn who I was in Christ.
In Christ, right.
I had to learn my authority, and you can bring that. So I will, when I will go to sleep, I will say, Holy Spirit, guide me. And I will speak to my spirit, said, you know who you are in Christ. When you're attacked at night in your sleep, which is a spiritual thing, you're, my spirit, you need to stand up and take possession of who you are in Christ.
Oh, I love that.
And in my dreams, I was attacked, and I was able, it was amazing how my spirit took over and said, no more, in the name of Jesus, you need to leave. I belong to the Lord, and
that's
broke it in Jesus' name.
That's so good.
Because your spirit doesn't sleep.
Some people are struggling
sleep.
With this
yes.
out there.
So I'm
listening.
Telling you, before you go to sleep, you pray, you know, study the word, and know who you are in Christ. And you say, tonight in my sleep, while I sleep, my spirit will stand up and do exactly what I need to do. And I said, Holy Spirit, help me go through it.
Yeah. Well, I want to hit on that who you are in Christ thing for a minute.
Yes.
Because, you know, that means that you understand what Jesus did for you at the cross. Okay.
That's right.
That means you understand that you're under the blood of Jesus, that you've been purchased by God, that you are his, and that the enemy has no place in your life. And, you know, we still have to renew our soul and our mind and our will and our emotions to the word of God, but our spirit is alive. You know, we've been born again. That's when you know who you are in Christ, you know. And even the book of Hebrews says, how much more will the blood of Jesus purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Some of you have got a lot of dead works floating around in your thought life and in your conscience, and you need to have that purged. And that's a process that happens through salvation, through giving your life to Jesus. And you can experience that. And when you begin to understand and know who you are in Christ, then your dreams have the ability to take authority in them and over them, and allow the enemy to be blocked from access to your dreams. And then you can begin to use your dreams as a form of communication with the Lord. And I just think it's powerful overall. So you know, if you have these dreams, how do you get an interpretation of a dream? I've interpreted dreams. I know you've interpreted dreams. But how do people out there, you know, obviously the first thing I would do with a dream is journal it, you know.
Yes.
Write the dream out. Right.
Yeah. Write it down. How you felt about it. Were you at peace? Were you at fear? Did it feel like a warning?
How did you feel?
So be detailed about it.
Right.
Okay. Now, because this is part of my life, I went to the classes, and I reached out to people that I know.
Operate in these giftings.
Yeah. That they have the gifting that I totally trust. And I'll come to them and say, hey, I had a dream. Can you pray with me? And can you ask the Lord for an interpretation?
Sure.
And that
you
way
you can do that yourself as well.
And I,
God will speak to you as
first.
Well. Yeah.
I pray about it first.
And you get like a second opinion.
Yes. Because
yeah,
I want confirmation.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't want to go off on my own and say, well, this is what it is.
Yeah. That could take you down a really weird trail.
And I don't want to go do that at all. When it comes to stuff like this, I always go to somebody I trust.
Yeah.
And I go, let's go about it, because I want to be accountable.
Sure.
I don't want to go on a rabbit trail and be headed the wrong way.
Yeah. And your pastor would be somebody like that in your life.
Yes.
Or, you know, a small group leader or something like that at your church. And
people that you trust that know the word, and you get to know them.
Yep.
And I, really it's important, like you said, what are we watching before we go to sleep?
Yeah, for sure.
Because if you watch The Exorcist, let me tell you, you're opening the door to the demons to attack you that night.
I so don't watch that stuff, but I know a lot of people that do. It's crazy how many people
horror movies,
all this crazy all killing. Stuff. It's just
it opens it's the
ridiculous.
Door.
Even the video games with some of the kids and
oh my gosh.
Things, you know, you're playing these first person shooters, zombie killer, whatever stuff. You have to be sensitive to that stuff, man. You are programming yourself. You know, as much as you want to say, oh yeah, it's just a game, this and that. No, you are being programmed by the enemy in many ways. So,
and we have to, you know, let's look at Joseph, Mary's husband, Jesus' father. Okay.
Okay.
He had four dreams.
Right.
And when he got those dreams, he obeyed.
Yeah.
So what I'm coming at is obedience. So if you really, we probably don't have time, but
that's
if you go to Matthew.
Right. 1:19-25.
Let me read this one.
Yeah,
Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly.
This is when he found out Mary was pregnant.
Correct. And they were engaged to be married. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
In a dream.
Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save people from their sins. All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
When
Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife, but he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus.
Wow. So all that from a dream.
Yes, but he had a relationship with the Lord. So he heard, he knew it was the Lord that was speaking to him.
Sure.
And he obeyed.
Yeah. So God spoke directly to Joseph. You know, in another moment, he spoke to him as well when it was time for them to flee with Jesus from Herod. You know, God spoke to him again in a dream, woke him up, said, hey, go now. It's time. You got to get out of here.
And he did.
And he fled to Egypt. So, you know, I'm thankful that Joseph was willing to hear the Lord in his dreams, not write that off, you know, and the thing is this, guys, you know, Joseph was warned by God through a dream, and he was given information of very important information that, you know, Mary's situation is of God. And I believe that the Lord wants to use dreams to speak to us all.
Definitely.
Sometimes we need an answer. We feel like we've been abandoned. We feel like, where is God? Where is he? How's he talking? And I think we don't always, and we should maybe do a show on this, but how to hear the voice of God. One of the voices and one of the ways that God speaks to us is through dreams.
And I love that, because when we're dreaming, we're quiet. We're still. During the day, we're running so much and moving so much that a lot, you know, the Lord is trying to talk to us and we don't hear him because we are so busy and there's so much noise around us. But when we're sleeping, we're still, we're quiet, and we can hear.
Yeah. I love this scripture in Numbers 12:6 says, he said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions, and I speak to them in dreams. So here we have a direct example in Numbers 12:6 that, you know, the Lord speaks to us through dreams. So you want to hear God speaking to you, then you've got to start paying more attention to your dream life and saying, God, I want you to speak to me through dreams. You know, God's a gentleman.
Yes.
You know, the Holy Spirit's not going to force his way into your dream life, but if you invite him, he'll show up.
That's the key.
It's the key.
Invite the Lord to speak to you. Be open to hear from him.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Don't let the lies of he doesn't speak or that was the Old Testament rob you from having a relationship with him.
Yeah.
When you become to know the Lord as your Savior, you're saved and you have eternity with him in heaven. But he doesn't want to stop there. He wants to have a relationship with you here, now, not wait until you go to heaven. He wants to start right here and now. And that means talking both ways. It's not a one-way street where you do all the talking. You need to open your ears and hear him.
So good. So good.
If you read Job 33, 14 through 18, for God does speak now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears and terrify them with some warnings to turn them from wrongdoing and keep them from pride, to preserve them from the pit, their lives from perishing by the sword.
Wow. I'm challenged by that one. It's like, all right, Lord, give me warnings. Help me. You know, God's saying, I will correct you. Through your dreams, I will give you an opportunity
to change.
To change your ways. I mean, that's so powerful that God is reaching even to the depths of talking to you in your dreams.
Yes.
To try to get your attention, to move you towards him, to move you away from sin
and danger
in your life and dangerous things, like, you know.
That's
incredible.
Sometimes we're going in a direction that we don't even realize we're going.
Sure.
Until we're too far out,
yeah.
And we go, how did I get here?
Right.
And he will catch you in your dream and say, hey, you need to make a right turn here. You
yeah.
know, wake up, wake up.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, look at, there's so many scriptures. I mean, in Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 3, it says, if a prophet or one who foretells by dreams appears among you and announces to you a sign or a wonder, if the sign or wonder spoken of takes place and the prophet says, let us follow other gods, gods that you don't know, and let us worship them, you must not listen to the words or the prophet. You know, so there is a false prophecy. There's a false set of dreams, and the enemy is going to try to use this stuff in our lives. People are going to psychics. People are going to
the new age,
you know, and dream interpreters and things like that, but they're operating in the new age movement and they're doing things from a different spirit than God's spirit. So all of that is a perversion of the good things that God has for us, and he is speaking through dreams, so obviously the enemy is going to try to take that, twist it, make it wicked, and use it for his own kingdom. You know, we've got to be aware of that. So let's take a quick break and come back and talk about dreams some more.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60-plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234.
Venues located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Kevin here at Lighthouse Christian Church, and I just wanted to take a moment and encourage each of you to invite your fathers to our Father's Day service, June the 18th. So encourage dads to come on out. We're going to have a great time in the service. We're going to celebrate them and give away a few prizes. You don't want to miss that. So we'll see you Father's Day. Yeah. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Turn the Light On. It's our topical Bible study here on 91.5 FM and on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net. You can go to the church website, pick us up right there. We've been talking today, Martita, about dreams. What an amazing and interesting topic. I want to kind of jump into the last days. There's a prophecy in Joel, and it's reiterated in Acts. Why don't we jump into that? Actually, I'm going to read it, and then I want to hear your thoughts on it, okay? In Joel 2:28 says, "And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." And then it reiterates in Acts 2:17. It says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." You know, it's the same, it's a reiteration of the prophecy, but it's Old and New Testament, and we are in the last days, I believe. How long do we have? Who knows? But I believe that we are moving now in a power moment with the presence of God. So what is that?
I agree with you.
How to does that tie into dreams?
Well, to me is, here's in the Old Testament, and then he goes in the New Testament confirming that this is coming, and I think, open your heart to the Lord. This is me. Lord, everything you have for me, I want it. I want the visions. I want the Spirit to fill me up. I want to fulfill your purpose in my life for me. So I encourage you, open your heart, open your mind, go to sleep and say, Lord, give me the dream. Speak to me, guide me, and show me your ways. Don't be afraid. It's God we're talking about.
Yeah, that's
he wants
so
what's
good.
Best for you.
Sure.
He loves you. Why wouldn't you get in the roller coaster with him and have a great time?
Yeah, so I think the first key is inviting God into your dream life.
Yes.
Right? So let's do that, everybody out there that's listening today. Let's go to the Lord and just say, I'm willing to give you access to my dreams. And then from there, let's learn to interpret them. We talked a little bit about that, you know, and understand that the meaning that they have and be able to discern whether they're good, bad, you know, throw that one, oh, no, that one's good, you know, and then
journal. You
know, realize that dreams are for teaching, guidance, instruction, warnings, fellowship, and information that God's trying to get to you. Each and every one of you, we're believing for God to begin to enhance your dream life. We hope you enjoyed the program today. I thought it was a very cool topic, Martita.
Thanks, I love it.
Again for bringing it to the table. And we'll talk about it again, I'm sure, soon. But until then, thanks for tuning in.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.